Welcome back to the podcast. It's Gareth McGlynn here with all your pre-construction crack. Now, today's podcast was actually recorded live at Phoenix in Advancing Pre-Construction this year, and I had an absolute ball down there. If anybody hasn't been, get yourself to next year's event. It's incredible. Now, I couldn't let these two guys pass me down in Phoenix. They are incredible guys. I went to their presentation. They blew everyone away. It's Kevin and Immer from Windover Construction. I got them on. I'll give you an idea. Kevin Hansen, he's the VP of Pre-Construction, and Immer Rafat is the Chief Innovation Officer at Windover, and they're based up in Boston. But to give you an idea, these guys are serial winners of awards, innovation awards. Let's set the scene. So Immer back in 2019 was Autodesk's Innovator of the Year, and most recently the guys picked up the Autodesk Excellence Award in 2022 for an affordable housing project. Now they go into great detail about this project and how they used VR and laser scanning during the pre-planning and pre-construction phase to mitigate risk. Incredible. They just think differently. We talk about the mindset that drives innovation. We talk about how using 3D scanning, drones in pre-bid meeting is so important and has set them aside. It's almost very similar, and it ties in with the two podcasts that we had with the two companies, ReArc and Impetus, in how they are basically focusing and driving the company forward using pre-construction. The one that caught me in this discussion as well is VR and AR in design to get kind of issue. It's basically to get designs quickly and expediting the design process to reduce cost. They also talk about what it's like being a resident at Autodesk Technology Center and what's coming next. They give us an insight into that. Immer obviously talks about his keynote speech that he did in Melbourne, Australia recently. He was a keynote speaker at the Construction Innovation Forum in Australia. Great discussion. I mean, he talks so freely and so honestly about innovation and what's coming next. It's incredibly infectious. And the big thing, and what I wanted to touch on during this podcast, is how can we prevent risk during pre-construction and using innovative techniques? And listen, these guys go into it. So before I hand you over to Kevin and Immer, let's hear from our two sponsors. It's Steve Del Orto from Concentric and Stuart Carroll from Beck Technology.
Hi, I'm Steve Del Orto, founder and CEO of Concentric, the first holistic platform for pre-construction. As a former executive officer of one of the largest general contractors in the U.S., I have experienced firsthand the challenges the industry is facing, particularly in pre-construction. Pre-construction is still a highly manual and fractured collection of processes. Essential information is kept in ad hoc, scattered spreadsheets and documents, which really limits the understanding and hides the full picture of a project for all those involved. Concentric is here to change that. Our 360-degree platform unites data, workflows, and people. With Concentric, you and your team can access real-time insights and data, assess and mitigate risk to ensure a successful project outcome, and most importantly, unlock the enormous capacity of your talent and your data. To learn more about Concentric and to book a demo, head to our website, concentric.com. That's spelled concentric.com. Concentric, it's pre-construction recalibrated for the modern builder.
So folks, welcome back. We're at Advancing Pre-Construction. Now, we cannot come to Advancing Pre-Construction and not have these two guys on the Pre-Construction podcast. Immer and Kevin are with Windover Construction. Now, to give you an idea of what these guys are about, Ammer's just come back from Australia, Melbourne. He is the 2019 Innovator of the Year for Autodesk, and they continually win awards for being an innovator, innovation for Autodesk. They're incredible people. Immer, thank you very much for coming. Thanks, Kevin. Immer, if I could just touch on you first, give us an idea what you were doing in the wonderful Australia.
Well, first, Australia was a wonderful, fantastic place with great people, really broad-minded, amazing people met there. I was doing the keynote for the Construction Innovation Forum for Australia. It was very well attended to share ideas about the mindset of innovation and how we can transform our industry forward using innovative solutions and using today's technology with tomorrow's vision. Autodesk team did a great time there. We had met a lot of prefab factories and architects from around the globe, actually, in Australia. So it was great to be back also.
Yeah, and what was the big takeaways? What was your kind of presentation about? What were you speaking about, and what was the main problem you were trying to solve?
So I was talking about how we use today's technology, whatever it is available, laser scanning, drones, pre-construction tools, today's technology with tomorrow's vision to transform our industry, because we at Wendover, our vision to technology, it's more than the tool, it's more than the drone or the laser scanner or even the software. It goes beyond that with a little bit of creativity on how we can use these technologies to offer a solution, tech-first-based solution, to tackle the challenges on job sites. So the power of the technology goes really beyond the tools in our hands today. And we can mention, we would love to discuss with you now and with Kevin all the different examples of projects we did. For example, we just transformed the building of affordable housing for a project that won the Autodesk Excellence Award for 2022, how we used pre-planning and pre-construction, as well as VR and laser scanning, to make sure that new elements will fit perfectly in existing conditions building, to mitigate risk. It's all about mitigating risk and having no surprises on site.
Love it. Kevin, how lucky are you to have this guy in the company? Chief Innovation Officer at your fingertips.
I need him more than he needs me, for sure.
Love it. So tell me about that project, Kevin, in particular from a pre-construction perspective. How important was all of that? I mean, I know we talked about the decisions within the design phase. Winning that award at Autodesk, I mean, what was it like on the pre-con side?
I mean, we're using innovation every day. And like we were talking about a little bit earlier, it's everything from scanning of an existing building to doing 3D printing to using prefabrication. It's everything that gets incorporated into our pre-construction in order for clients to be able to make informed decisions. We use model-based estimating, so we take either models that we've received from architects, or sometimes even at the early stages, we work with Armor, and Armor creates that model for us to be able to take quantities from and piece that all together.
The 3D scanning thing is one I want to touch on, right? Because if someone's listening to this, the first thing I think of is operations and project delivery when it comes to 3D scanning. Tell me how important it is in the pre-construction side and how valuable it is when getting through those decision-making at design.
It's so important in the beginning and the front end, especially if you're doing a renovation type of project, to be able to go in there, scan it, and it speeds things up as well, having that own in-house resource. Armor goes out there in the day. 2 days later, we have a full model that we can kind of work around. You know, we're getting limited information from the architect as far as plans are concerned, which is fine. We recognize that early stage and what it entails, and our clients do as well. And they don't want to sometimes put that investment in yet until they get a better idea or around the cost, right?
Makes sense, yeah.
So we use our in-house capabilities to go there, produce, even after Armor's scans, we're able to produce a set of documents, existing condition plans, that we can then go and mark up, use that and give it logic and apply that to our estimating. And therefore, at the end of the day, we have a number that makes logical sense.
Yeah, of course. And then, of course, the idea that the 3D scan, you've got communication with the client is key, and collaboration and decision-making at design stage. And Amir, are you seeing a lot of companies? I mean, you've obviously been all over the world. You mentioned people from Singapore, we're in Australia, you're going to California, you're at the forefront of all of this. Is everybody using 3D scanning to get this kind of information and using it within pre-construction?
So I expected the use of laser scans to spread more, but the key part at Wendover here is the mindset of innovation. It's not only the VDC team producing those very highly accurate scans, but it's also embedded into the workflow. So Kevin's team, great innovative team of estimating team, who can really take that data and really apply it. Same as our great superintendents in the field, project managers, so it's embedded. So it's the VDC team is a catalyst to provide this highly accurate data, QAQC overlays. For example, that project we just mentioned that won the award, it had an existing historic building that after demo we scanned it to make sure we communicate the findings in real time and QAQC overlays. So in case we find any discrepancies, it gets communicated in real time. So the team manufacturing all the steel beams or the new design elements know the accurate dimension, so we don't have surprises on site. So how that happens? It's not only the VDC team taking that decision, it's also a great superintendent communicated in real time to the VDC team or the technology team, guys, here is the demo, let's do the scans. Same thing with the project management, same thing with the pre-construction team, Kevin's team, planning for all these steps ahead during pre-construction, yes, which really mitigate risk towards the end of the project.
And as Amar touched upon, it's really a mindset, right? You have to be able to have that. And as you can tell with Amar's high energy, it's infectious across our company, right? So anybody that Amar goes and touches with in our organization, they're looking for ways to incorporate that innovation, right? Whether it's scanning an existing site for where the underslab piping is going, or if it's in-house for estimating on the pre-construction side, maybe we're thinking about that we need to do a mock-up and maybe we do a virtual one first. You know, it's things like that that it has to be in your...
I love it. Quick question on the 3D scanning. How early do you do 3D scanning? Is it pre-bid? Is it during bid?
It's sometimes these days, it's the first thing we do.
That's what I was going to say.
Because it's a base for even, we give it to the architects or the design team members, or we use it in meetings very early on to even have discussions around programming. Or it could be that we go and do, if there's no building there, we go and fly the drone to get a layout of the area, and we'll use that, and we're talking about where the building placement should be. You know,
because compared to ground survey points, where our drone is actually more than an eye in the sky, it has LiDAR into it, and it get ground control points to lock the dimensions very accurate. So in a half an hour flight and some processing in recap or autodesk recap, we can have accurate data of the site, and we feed with earthwork analysis, which we do a lot with Kevin's team, our estimating team. We can feed them with earthwork analysis quickly, so we know cut and fill analysis and the good planning for earthwork.
It's a huge benefit to us, as you can hear and tell, and I think putting those things to real life everyday use, that's why it is our mindset that it's always there.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, I can imagine it. I want to touch briefly on something else we discussed, the VR and AR. When you get that and you have the VR and AR, again, I think more of just before delivery, just before execution, project delivery, maybe a project manager, superintendent, but having the client able to get those, you call them Oculus, the glasses, having them able to do that and make decisions there and then on color palettes, on size of corridors, hallways, how important is that, and how quickly can you run through design having that sort of tool?
It's a huge, and again, we're a resource to the project team. We're an advisor to our client, but if we can expedite our way through things to be able to make it, move it quicker along, then we're gonna do that. So that instance is where we always need to look for cost savings ideas. Sometimes if we're making suggestions about ceiling types, exposed versus enclosed, flooring, patterns, things like that, for the client to be able to see that, be able to stand in a room, get a depth perception of if there's going to be a ceiling or no ceiling, is huge. And then they can make the decision right away.
Yeah, cool, Kevin. And then from your side, Amir, the VR?
Kevin is bringing up a great point about the VR. For example, there were two projects that Kevin and I worked on. One of them was a bank, and the other one was a Cape Ann YMCA. It's a project there. And we had work sessions with the architect, with the owner, and they selected all the materials in VR. So they can check all the materials in a very immersive experience. We put it applied very quickly, all the real materials in 3D Studio Max, and you can really see all the different materials and get a sense of feel. And that all help with higher satisfaction at the end of the projects with the client. We actually also took VR and augmented reality to another level to assist with assembly. Speaking of Australia, we collaborated with a fellow resident at Autodesk Technology Center, where we are resident at Autodesk, testing the future of construction solutions in Boston, called Fologram Twin Build. They are based in Melbourne, Australia, where I just spoke. Nice. And they actually developed the Fologram, which is actually, you know, it's like assembling furniture without having to look outside of the task in hand. We created prefab elements, trusses, thousands of them. Each truss is made out of 8 pieces. So you end up with a piles on site of trusses you need to assemble. So with the Fologram, we were able to guide the assembly very quickly using mixed reality HoloLens, so we can assemble it with 2 people in 3 days versus 4 people for 7 days. So that's increasing efficiency. For years, we've been using mixed reality to overlay buildings, how it's gonna look, and show clients how it's gonna look. Now we are actually pushing the limit by helping us assemble, but empower our field team to have this tool so they can expedite and increase efficiencies in assembly.
I mean, a lot of the stuff in construction is repetitive, right? It's almost like building walls, they're repetitive. This was up at a cornice on around the perimeter of a building. So building that bracket on the ground, a little bit of a safer environment for a lot of folks, but then having the augmented reality, you put the goggles on and it gives you the almost step-by-step instructions on how to build it.
Unbelievable.
And then those get fabricated and put on the building.
But I'm thinking, as you're running through this in Wendover, and like over the last 10 or 15 years, as you're adapting all these technologies, surely change orders have just come right down. And especially when you're thinking about the detail of the color palettes, selecting the materials, like Amir just said, the change orders must be non-existent.
Well, I mean, they're always going to be there.
Never going to be non-existent. Wishful thinking.
But what it does is it prevents a lot of risk moving forward.
Yeah.
And I think that's a lot of our professionals, a lot of our peers, that's what we're looking to do, is prevent risk for our clients.
Brilliant. And how, obviously, we talked to your president, Rangi, how important is it coming from the top, being able to do all of this? I mean, the way you're run, I know Wendover aren't the biggest company, but you keep winning awards, you keep pushing the boundaries of excellence within technology and construction. But how important is it to have the main guy bought in?
So our culture is embedded from our CEO to everyone, is a mindset of that our innovation and our solution is really providing value for our client, whether it's saving on cost, whether it's increasing safety, which is very important for us at Wendover, as well as providing value for the client. For example, we used additive manufacturing, 3D printing, to help replicate facade elements with the 3D printing. We had multiple options with traditional methods and with the innovation. We found that this would provide high quality product, because you're using laser scan data to 3D print something to the millimeter accurate, versus the traditional method that will miss some of that data. That beautiful things made by hand 100 years ago, we can create exact replicas with it using laser scan and 3D printing. So that mindset that we can show the client that it will work and do it, because our culture is about taking intelligent risk, our core values at Wendover, and build great things with great people. And also, we like to stop testing, start trying, start building.
Yeah.
So that's what we've been doing. All these technologies we apply to the project. Doesn't have to, we could start small, a smaller project. But when it proves it works and provide value to client, we start making it across the board for our project.
You touched on something there, digital fabrication. Do you think that's far away?
It's not far away. We actually were, Stuart Murr, our CEO, and myself were speaking at Advancing Prefabrication 2 months ago here in Phoenix. And it was amazing to see we presented our solutions that we collaborated with Howick in New Zealand, for example, and we do a lot of great new work at Autodesk Technology Center using additive manufacturing, even 3D printing with metal, with stainless steel. Mm-hmm. But also was great to see the rest of the industry is trying to push prefabrication. So we really, and our partners at Autodesk really, we collaborate together to really take the BIM data and the great pre-construction data into making of things.
Yeah.
And you know, Wendover is almost the go-to for modular construction in New England area.
Right.
So we do a lot of modular, been doing it successfully. We built the in-house expertise, great superintendents, great project managers, great pre-construction teams and the VDC team to make sure it's fully coordinated and delivered with no risk.
Yeah, I love the passion. You can see it when you're talking, both of you guys, and I can understand why Wendover are going so well. Quick question, Amir, what excites you most now about what's coming with through technology? What's the one thing that you think, if that goes well and the technology advances, it could be a game changer?
It is to provide, we at Wendover, we are really excited about providing affordable housing. More affordable, maybe with prefab, with modular construction. Wendover right now, Kevin is working on the, it would be the largest mass timber project in the North Shore, in North America. Kevin can talk to more about it for us. So we are excited about mass timber, more the sustainability aspect of it. At the construction industry, we have a historic opportunity to make a difference to CO2 emissions because we really build the buildings, which is the biggest. We can really make a bigger difference using technology and sustainability, sustainable materials as well.
I mean, we're under the mindset of looking at the future and making things better. And how do you do that? You know, it's in our foundation of that is around innovation. Innovation is, like Amr's been talking about, is a multitude of different things. And all those things we're utilizing on our everyday pre-construction. To be honest, I can't imagine not having that as a resource now after having used it for so many years.
Brilliant. And you mentioned innovation there, specifically pre-construction. What excites you, Kevin?
Working with this guy, seeing what he's coming up with next. You know, and I'm, like I said, with, you know, it's about making things better. And for us, I mean, the business is stressful, right? There's a lot of stuff that goes on. We're constantly up against deadlines, constantly looking for the right people. And this brings excitement to what we're doing every day. And the opportunities are endless.
Brilliant. And just quickly, have you seen anything interesting here at the conference that you think, you know what, that piece of tech could slide nicely into Wendover?
Everybody here is talking about the future.
Yeah.
You know, what they have that as an industry, not even just us, that they're able to bring to be able to move things in the right direction.
Yeah.
And I think just for us as a group and organization, that's always moving in the right direction.
Brilliant. And I can't leave you guys without asking you about AI. What do you see? Have you ever thought about integrating the likes of ChatGPT into your processes, workflows? What's AI going to bring to the construction world?
I really see that AI is, we already, like at Autodesk Technology Center, we use a lot of robotics, robotic arms that can take the BIM data to making of things. I see AI is a great opportunity, not to replace somebody's work, but actually help us focus on what really matters, which is coming up with great ideas and the knowledge. Like Kevin has great pre-construction knowledge. So let's focus on that without having to worry about little technical things. So that's the opportunity I see in AI. It can also help us, we are working with cities and with other institutions to help expedite processes that otherwise without AI, it's gonna take much longer.
Brilliant. Well, listen, man, this has been absolutely brilliant. Thank you so much. Now, if anybody's watching this and they said, listen, I love what Kevin and Amir are talking about, I have a little follow-up question. Is there a way that we can kind of get in touch with you or maybe even drop you a message on LinkedIn?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we're both on LinkedIn. They can go to Wendover's website. We're based in Massachusetts. And
we always love to make friends. And it's all about really... events like this is all about making friends, sharing ideas so we can really together push the industry forward. And that's a great educational content. And thank you so much for having us. You really focus on bringing ideas and on technical things. So I really like watching your show.
Wonderful. Thank you very much. And as always, folks, in the show notes, I'll put link both Kevin and Amir's LinkedIn profile and also the details for Wendover website.
Stuck in spreadsheets? Tired of the endless loop of copying and pasting? Now imagine all your estimating workflows in one program. Beck Technology's innovative Destiny Estimator software streamlines the entire estimating process. With intuitive tools and powerful analytics, you can create accurate and reliable estimates quickly and easily. We understand the challenges pre-con teams face because we were born from construction. When you are ready to streamline your estimating effort, visit us at beck-technology.com and talk with a tech expert in a Destiny Estimator demo today.
Well, folks, I hope you enjoyed that as much as I did. There's no doubt about it. Advancing Pre-Construction was brilliant. Get yourself there to next year. The Pre-Construction podcast had an absolute blast. And I have to say, Hanson Wade really did look after us. But a big thank you to Kevin and Amir. I mean, to sit down and talk so freely about what they've been doing, the innovation that they're seeing and experiencing up at Wendover, it was riveting. Listen, as always, these guys are completely open. If you want to touch base with them, if you've got a question about the podcast, I'll put both their LinkedIn profiles in the show notes. Just drop them a message. There's absolutely no problem with that. And listen, thanks for listening. As always, subscribe, and I can't wait to bring you more brilliant guests. Thank you.